Okay, and that's probably the primary reason for functional organization right there, is that we want some engineering consistency. We want the same kind of technology used in all four cars. If we disperse those four engineers into four parts of the organization and they work by themselves, there's a lot less chance that the technology's going to be the same from car to car. So instead, we maintain the functional organization. That means the engineers work together in one part of the building, and their offices are next to each other because we want them to talk to each other. When an engineer works on a project, they bring the expertise of their whole functional group with them. But there's a downside of that, though, isn't there? I mean, organizing a company into functional groups is not all positive. Where's the allegiance of those engineers? It's to their coordinator, right? It's to that chief engineer. But we really want our one engineer, the engineer that's working on car number one, we want that person's loyalty to be to that project as well as to the head of the engineering group. We really want both, don't we? We want to maintain the functional organization so we can maintain uniformity and technology transfer and expertise. We want the cutting-edge expertise in every group. But at the same time, we also want the engineer to be totally dedicated to the needs of the project. Ideally, we have a hybrid, a combination of both functional and project organization. But there's a problem with this kind of hybrid structure. When you have both functional and project organization, well, what does that violate in terms of basic management principles?
Unity of command.
Unity of command. That's exactly right. So this is a vicious violation of unity of command, isn't it? It says that this engineer working on a project seems to have two bosses. We got the engineering boss and we got the project manager boss. But the project manager is responsible for the project and is not the official manager of the engineer who works on the project. And we try to maintain peace in the organizations, and sometimes it's disrupted and we have conflicts, don't we? The project manager for car one wants a car part to fit in a particular way for a specific situation, a specialized case. Well, the engineering director says, no, we got to have standardization. We got to have all the cars done this way. We can't make a special mold for that particular part for that particular car. We're not going to do that. So we got a conflict.